I still can't believe you actually did it. I don't know your face or anything about you. Only that you're a devious pervert. And when we chat on the internet, you get me so embarrassingly wet. The things you make me say. The dirty secrets you make me reveal. My friends in real life wouldn't recognise the woman typing those filthy things. I've touched myself while reading your words countless times. No, that doesn't convey it. I fucked myself hard and deep, moaning and coming like a whore while reading your words countless times. So when you invited me to a party, only an hour's drive away, I couldn't say no. I should have explained that I don't go to parties with men I never met. I don't take those kinds of risks, and I won't just do anything you tell me to. But my fingers wouldn't type the words. I will do anything you tell me to. You told me you were sending a package, something to wear to the party. I gave you my address far too easily. When it arrived on the day, I tore it open, my heart racing as I thought about what skimpy little garment could be inside. But it wasn't a dress, or a miniskirt, or even a lacy thong, was it, you pervert? You sent me a vibrating egg with no controls, a large black butt plug, and a chastity belt without a key, all wrapped up in a note with your instructions. I did it without thinking. I pushed the egg into my pussy, already wet with excitement. I spread lube on the plug and pressed it into my ass. It was almost too big, stretching me as it slowly slid in. I gasped as my ass finally sucked it into place, with such a full feeling. I fastened the stainless steel belt around my waist and brought the wire underneath me. As I pulled it up again to attach the front of the belt, I felt the rounded, cold steel plate clamping over the entirety of my engorged pussy. My fingers trembled as I held the lock, and with a single click, I lost control to you. God, that thought made me so horny. I instinctively reached for my clit, only to find metal. Suddenly I felt so vulnerable, locked and full of toys, unable to dig even a fingertip under that unrelenting plate. I could almost hear you taunting me, telling me that I was such a horny little slut and that I needed my cunt to be locked away. I'll only be able to touch myself again when you decide to unlock me. Put on my bra and slipped on a little black dress of my own on top. It didn't feel right to wear panties over my chastity belt. I got in my car and drove to the party. The journey was a blur. I was drunk on lust and embarrassment as I made my way here. I can't wait to find you. We're at some sort of art exhibition opening night. People sipping sparkling wine, eating nibbles on cocktail sticks, and admiring the photographs. I see why you chose this particular party for our little game. The art is just like you, perverted. Women contorted and tied, spread and exposed, clamped and lashed. Even a couple of girls locked in chastity, just like me. I blush as I think of these people enjoying the views, wondering if they know that a stuffed and locked little slut walks amongst them. I pace over to fetch a glass of wine, heels clicking and toys shifting in me with every step. I press the glass to my lips and take a sip to calm my nerves. I barely swallow a mouthful of fizz before my pussy starts to vibrate. Stifling a moan, I put my hands on the table to steady myself as the egg squirms and shakes inside of me. I thought I was prepared for this, but I feel the wetness welling up inside me, like I'm one of those photographed whores, and you're bending me over the table playing with my cunt. Surely everyone can see me trembling and moving my hips. Are they laughing at me? Am I tonight's real entertainment? The eggs stop shaking and I open my eyes. Everyone is wrapped up in their own conversations, paying no attention to the slut by the drinks table. Almost everyone, anyway. "Are you all right, miss?" asks a tall man by my side. I blush again and struggle for words. "Have you found me? Please, just unlock my throbbing cunt and take me away." I open my mouth and stammer out that I'm fine, all the while searching his face for a knowing look. "I see nothing, but I know you. You wouldn't make it easy on me. I have to take a chance." I was just looking for my keys. I think I dropped them." "Do you have my key, sir?" The stranger isn't sure what to make of my flicker of lust as I ask that question, but he says he hasn't seen them and bends down to help me look. "I guess I'm not speaking to you after all." I make a show of finding my car keys, thank him and walk away quickly. "You won't give me a chance to relax." My stuffed pussy starts vibrating again, this time a slow, continuous rumble. I wait a moment for this tease to pass, but it doesn't. "I'm just your whore puppet, and you want to make me squirm. You want my voice to be tainted with lust as I try to hold on to my dignity. I can feel my pussy is soaked and swollen, and I ache to reach down and touch it, but I can't. A steel barrier keeps me chaste. It's for the best. If I could rub my clit like a horny teenager right now in this busy gallery, I don't care who sees me. I'd do it. All I can do is clench my fists with frustration as the toy shakes gently inside of me and my liquid lust begins to leak from the tiny holes in the metal plate. Breathe in, breathe out. I must focus. Unless I want to be left here in a puddle of my own shameful drippings, locked and denied. My eyes scan the room, desperately looking for you. I gaze at every man in turn, undressing him with my eyes and daring him to hint that he holds my key. I linger on one man in particular, holding a martini and making small talk with various guests. He has a certain confidence, a subtle swagger that piques my interest. "I know you. You're a dirty pervert, and if you had a willing slut like me under your thumb in public, you'd be strolling around like you own the place." I wait until he's alone for a moment, then gather some composure and walk towards him. Halfway across the room, I freeze and bite my lip. That butt plug stretching my ass. It's fucking vibrating too. You fucking fiend. You made me stuff myself in both holes with your toys, and now they're thrumming and buzzing inside of me. I take a deep breath and try and hold myself together, despite wanting to collapse on the floor and moan like a broken whore. Taking step after step, I notice the man has one hand on his martini glass and the other in his pocket. "It is you, isn't it?" I introduce myself brusquely, with a look of wild intensity on my face. If I'm not speaking to you, this man will think me crazy, but he smirks at me. You smirk at me. You give me this smug fucking look that says, "Nice to meet you, my locked up little slut. I want to punch you in the face. I want to tear out your cock and plunge it into my mouth. I want to slide my frenzied cunt onto your fingers and come right this second. But I'm your locked up little slut, and this is a classy event." So I choke back my sexual rage, lift the hem of my dress to expose my glittering thighs, and ask you so sweetly, "Excuse me, sir, do you have the key to my pussy?" Your smirk turns serious. You put down the martini, sweep an arm around my waist, and walk me silently through a door to the back room. You pull out a key and lock the door with it. "I'm so glad you could make it to my party, slut." I look around to see photographs and camera lenses strewn around the dusty room and laugh. "Of course, this is all your work, you fucking pervert. Does that make me just another one of your photographed whores? You assure me that they're just models. Well, most of them. But even with the women displaying their bodies to you every other day, they don't excite you half as much as I did when you saw me walking through the door. I can understand those women in your presence. These clothes start to feel restrictive, unnecessary. I unzip my dress, shuffle it off and let it fall to the floor. You look me up and down, scrutinising every inch of my body like a marble sculpture. My large breasts, my beautiful round ass, the muscles of my legs posed elegantly atop high heels. You deftly reach around my back and pop my bra strap with one hand, pulling it away to reveal my tits. Satisfied with what you see, you unbuckle your belt, pull out your cock, and give me a single command. Suck. My legs immediately give way and leave me on my knees with your gorgeous cock in my face. It looks good. It smells good. My mouth is watering and I have my orders. So I relax my jaw and take you deep. I slide my lips up and down your stiffening length. The rumbling toys inside me keep me blissful and sensitive as I bob my head and relish the taste of your expanding cock. Your hands move to caress the back of my head, gently at first, but soon you can't help yourself. You grab big fistfuls of my hair and force me to take you deeper into my throat. I pray, with a mix of tears and makeup running down my face, that my mouth was good enough to please you, sir. You turn away, breaking the thick string of drool connecting us. Switch off my vibrating toys. I know it's a stupid reaction, but in my lusty haze I whimper from having my buzzing pleasures taken away. There's no time to dwell on that, though. "Lie back," you command. "Knees up, legs spread." I forget my other thoughts and obey like a good girl. Finally, I catch a glimpse of it. The key to my pussy. You show it me in all its shiny silver glory and tell me to beg. You want to see me debase myself for you. I am so very happy to comply. "Please, sir, unlock this needy little cunt from her chastity. I'm soaking wet for you and stuff full for hours for your enjoyment. This cunt is worthless without your touch, sir. Its only pleasure is to make you happy." The grin on your face tells me I just said what you wanted to hear. You reach down and push the key into the lock. With a loud click, the steel comes off, and suddenly I feel vulnerable again. The feel of the cool air on my now exposed pussy releases another embarrassing trickle of wetness. You tell me to give you back your egg without using my hands, as you cup your palm under my sopping wet cunt and brush the lips with your fingertips. My pussy obeys your command involuntarily now, squeezing at the barest touch of your fingers and popping out your dripping toy while I writhe and moan. I'm your helpless fuck puppet from the moment I close that lock, maybe even earlier. I'm not sure I ever wanted to say no to you, but now I'm losing my mind. I would do anything for your touch. I'm drooling from every hole for more of your thick erection. I want to beg. I want to tease you, but I can't form words anymore. only grind my hips like a bitch in heat to brush against your fingers over and over. Please, sir, you've brought me here, tormented me with pleasure and humiliation. Please, give this little slut her piece of meat. You drop the egg on the floor and grab my hips with sudden strength. That fire in your eyes tells me you're done teasing, that you need this too. You need me. Oh God, I didn't think I had anything left, but the moment you press your aching cock against my messy cunt, it just floods over your tip. A physical sign of how desperately I need this. You plunge balls deep into my pussy and I feel so fucking full of your cock. You always used to tease me about how good your dick would feel, how it would stretch me out, bring me tears of joy. And you, fucking pervert, every word was true. With you thrusting into my cunt and your butt plug filling out my ass, I'm in soaking wet, writhing ecstasy. You stop a moment and reach behind you. Turning on the butt plug's vibrations to maximum. And then pounding my pussy with such intensity. My pleasure is like a dam ready to burst. A feeling jolts me back from my cock-stuffed intensity just long enough to remember my place. Please, I need to come. I hold my breath and try and hold back the tide as you ruthlessly edge me, ram me, dare me to come without permission. Then you grab my throat and squeeze and command me to fucking come for you. I came. I think I squirted fucking everywhere for you. You turn off my plug and pull out your cock and hold it over me, raging and majestic. You take my hands and wrap them around your throbbing length. And tell me to earn my reward like a good little whore. Yes, sir. I squeeze your cock firmly with both hands, slide them up and down your wet shaft, milking you fast and hard. Please, sir, spray your bitch with cum, douse your little whore in hot sperm, drench your obedient cunt's hot body with your sticky load. Empty your balls on this dirty slut's pretty face. Please, sir, come for me. Come for me. Please, sir. Please come for me. That moment you erupted over me like a fountain. I felt fulfilled. I lay helplessly as you manhandle my sweaty, panting body. Everything is a blissful blur until I snap back awake with a click. Oh God. Oh yes. I'm locked in chastity once more. You throw me my dress. People are wondering where you are, you explain. You have a party to get back to. But you'll be waiting at the hotel across the street, room 503, in 2 hours' time. I nod, still glistening with cum, and begin to uncrumple my dress. Your obedient little chastity hole will be there, sir. You fucking pervert.